James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
He's always mistakenly British.
Tea and crumpets.
Cheerio.
But he's really a Canuck. Known on all seven continents.
Oh, I know who you are.
America's undocumented anchorman. He's a recording star and a TV star. Tuesdays, James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, presents Mark Stein.
Yes, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only Mark Stein. We have news. Mark Stein just declined the Queen. She has withdrawn from the state opening of Parliament. She asked Mark if he could fill in for the ceremonies. Apparently he told her, no, I'm busy. And as a result, Prince Charles and Prince William have to do it. What is with you, Mark?
Well, actually, I did offer my... but before I say anything else, by the way, I love my little intro, but I think it's always a bit anticlimactic after those fantastic golden age WABC 60s jingle package, because they're the best jingles in the history of jingles. They sound fantastic. But you're right that I would have loved to be Governor General of Canada. But whenever I mention that to anybody in Ottawa, they all fall around laughing. But if I ever got to be, then I could go around opening Parliament in Ottawa, and I'd be happy to sit in for her in London. But she refuses to give me the Governor Generalship of Canada. So I'm having to... I've read The Art of the Deal. You've got to be tough on these things. And I know she's going to cave at some point, because he read it in the dullest monotone I've ever heard.
So you did watch it, of course.
No, I didn't actually. We had a little clip on my show from it, but I couldn't bear to watch it actually, because the whole thing, I love the throne speech in a Westminster Parliament is fabulous. I love the whole thing where Black Rod knocks on the door of the House of Commons with his stick three times, and then it gets slammed in his face to show that the People's House rejects the royal authority. I love all that stuff. I think it's the Lord Chancellor who walks around saying hats off strangers. So I like all that ritual. And like the State of the Union, where Joe Biden, who appears to be like 40 years older than the Queen, who's 96, can barely. So that way, if you look at the Queen and you look at Joe Biden must be about 136, I would say. And that just doesn't do it for me. Doesn't have all the same flourishes about it.
Well, you know, Mark, this week I have to get your opinion on this. This week we've seen something that I don't think we've seen before. We've seen these liberal progressives at the houses of conservative justices protesting, some of them shouting the most vile things in a very threatening manner. It is against the law. It is against the law to try to obstruct justice in this way, to influence a case. Yet they're there. And yet the White House doesn't care, and the Department of Justice doesn't care one whit. What do you make of this?
Well, I think institutions no longer work in Washington. What these guys are doing, and you can imagine what it would be if it was the other way round, if they were outside the house of Kagan or Ketanji Brown or anybody. What they're doing is no different. It's no different than if you were accused of shoplifting or holding up the liquor store and you decided to go round to the judge's house to intimidate the judge. It's the we know where you live thing. And the fact, because you'd think in a normal functioning society there'd be a kind of good cop, bad cop routine. So even if they were giving these fellows a nudge and a wink, they would at least feel obliged to say, oh, we condemn this in the strongest possible terms. But they're not even doing that now. The fact that they can't even say, we don't think you should be going round standing outside the judge's house and intimidating the judge into changing his position. The fact that Jen Psaki and Biden aren't even willing to say that, I think, testifies to the fact that there are no norms in Washington anymore. And God knows where that's going to lead us if it keeps up.
It's not just Washington, though, Mark. The NBC, which used to be one of the three reliable news networks in America, although they've always been liberal, NBC has an article on their website today. Brett Kavanaugh isn't in danger, unlike the abortion precedent he's ready to overturn. This is unbelievable. They're saying with all these horrid things that these protesters are saying outside of us, oh, so what? He's not in any real danger. What's in real danger, and to them, the only thing that matters is Roe versus Wade. And it goes further in this article. They talk about, they don't even use the word sympathy anymore. They call it empathy. That empathy, we shouldn't have empathy extended to Kavanaugh, because after all, Christine Ballsy Ford had to move after her testimony. She got death threats. This is insanity.
Yeah, and what it, but you're right. But it may, if they go further down this road, and if they go further down this road, then politics is not possible. Because if you're basically saying, well, this guy's our judge and Kagan is your judge, and in other words, if that's how they're splitting it up, and we're all allowed to do this, and in fact, it's not like that because, you know, as you know, they painted January the 6th as an insurrection, which it wasn't, and those guys are ruined and they've been in solitary confinement and under the usual dirty, stinking, rotten, corrupt federal quote-unquote justice system, they're stuck in prison with no, you know, on a trespassing charge with no trial date, which is how this dirty, stinking, rotten, corrupt federal justice system operates. So you have that on the one hand, but on the other hand, if you try and nobble a judge in a Supreme Court case by going and standing outside the guy's house, that's perfectly fine. So you can't have this, it gets to the heart of what's wrong in America, which is the lack of equality before the law. This guy, Garland, Merrick Garland, who's a dirty, stinking, rotten, corrupt attorney general, actually should be going on television and telling these people, you don't do this. You don't do this to any judge. It doesn't matter whether you were holding up the gas station. It doesn't matter whether you stole a Mars bar from the 7-Eleven. You don't do this to a judge. And the fact that they're just standing by and letting it happen means there's nothing that works. There's no agreement on anything. Judges have become like a super legislature now, the Supreme Court, which should never have happened. The founding fathers would be disgusted. A judge's republic is not a republic in any sense. But the fact of the matter is, if you're then going to apply intimidation and thug pressure on individual judges, well, you're not going to get any justice, are you? They're going to, what are they meant to do? Oh, Amy Coney Barrett. Oh, unfortunately, they went round to my kid's grade school and started leaning on the seven-year-old. I mean, there's no end to this. You can't share the same polity if this is how you want to conduct politics.
There was a candidate out in, California, who ran for Congress. He thankfully didn't win. He says that when Kavanaugh's family moves to a hotel, the house is empty, burn his SHI in front of the hotel. Go in the house, burn it all, get his stuff and burn it. There was another actress, a fairly, I guess, well-known actress, who says she wishes she could have gotten pregnant with Trump's baby and carried it almost to term, so then she should cut it out of herself and behead it. I mean, these people are, this is, Mark, I've never seen anything like this in America. Has there ever been?
No, I don't think so. This is not normal. I mean, I'm watching, you know, the Sri Lankan prime minister had to resign basically because he went full Green New Deal. instead of just paying lip service to it, the Sri Lankan prime minister made the mistake of doing it for real. So the Sri Lankan people got mad about it and actually burned down. They did what they're merely threatening to do to American judges. They actually burn down Sri Lankan cabinet ministers' houses.
The fact of the matter
is that that's because, you know, he went full Green New Deal and so he collapsed everything. When you're actually saying in public, I'd like to be impregnated by Trump, so that I could carry that baby to term, and then as it's being delivered from my womb and coming down the canal, I can slice its head off as it's being born. Oh, yes, you sound a very well-adjusted person. Why are you? That's a really great thing to put out there on a tweet, but maybe you should have saved it for your Oscar acceptance speech. The fact is, when you're talking like that, politics has made you... the fact is, all these people who go on about abortion and abortion absolutism, they're out of touch with the majority of the country, which, you know, insofar as it supports abortion, wants a kind of Scandinavian, you know, first trimester abortion regime. They don't want to hear their showbiz liberal heroes looking forward to being impregnated by Trump so they can decapitate the baby as it exits the womb. If you're feeling like, I don't often offer advice to liberal showbiz personalities, but if you've got the urge to tweet that, I think the best thing to do is to lie down in a darkened room with a cup of herbal tea for an hour and a half until the feeling goes away. And if that doesn't work, I would get on a plane to Tahiti and lie down for 6 months until it passes.
I love it. Speaking of Green New Deal, last little item here. California, this is from SoCal, Southern California. They have apparently, according to the Washington Post and the LA Times, there are two stories today about this, water has become a problem. So they right now are facing unprecedented water conservation. And they are having a cow because they're telling people you're going to have to let your landscaping die. You can't water 8 minutes twice a week. That's all the water you can do. And if stuff dies, just, you know, stuff looks good when it's dead. So don't worry about it. And people that have invested hundreds of thousands of dollars making their lawns so plush, they are outraged. They're like, this is impossible. We're not going to do this.
No, this is California. Look, the population of California has basically doubled in the last 50 years, from 20 million to 40 million. But they haven't built a new dam since the 60s. And so suddenly there doesn't seem to be enough water to go around now. So you bought your nice $24 million beachfront property in Malibu, and now you're looking at desert outside your window. You're up in the Beverly Hills, so you're up there in the hills looking down at all the riffraff in the valleys below, and instead what you're looking at is just like the deserts of all the cheaper houses below you. This is you Californians voted for this. You had the golden state, and you voted to turn it into a wreck and a ruin. And that's what they're all telling us now. That's fantastic. You know, I say that as a Canadian. We're the house of sound of water. Because basically...
Yeah.
And you know something? If I were Prime Minister of Canada, I'd look at this story in Southern California and I'd say, oh, I tell you what, we'll send a pipeline of some of our Canadian water that we've got tons of all the way to you Californians. And the first thing that would happen is that Joe Biden would cancel the Canadian water pipeline.
You love it.
You voted for the death of the greatest, most beautiful state on the planet, and now you're seeing it.
Mark, thank you. Here's what I want to know, though. Fire season is coming, so now you're going to have an entirely dry Southern California. Warning, red flag, this could end up very, very badly.
No, I know when you look at the Google Earth thing of some of these fires, you know, that are happening north up the coast, it's amazing. Sometimes you can see that it's almost like these fires know the jurisdictional borderlines at which to stop. And it might give you the impression that some of the environmental policies you're following are causing some of these fires. As I said, that's just a Google Earth thing.
Thank you, Mark. As always, such a pleasure to have you.
Thanks a lot, James.
James Golden, a.k.a. Snurly here. This is Bo Snurly's Rush Hour. We're coming right back after this. Don't go away.
Rush. This is the Rush Hour with Bo Snurly.
Bo Snurly.
On 77 WABC.